you look at today, it's November the 8th, and when I got permission to actually do the drive-in service, because at first I thought we were going to have to take 2 weeks and just do online, my thought was, it may be cold. And my thought right now is I may have to come out of this jacket because it is warm. It is an awesome day. Again, y'all look great. I'm glad you're here. I hope to offer you, I hope this message delivers you some hope today. And I want to begin by reading scripture. And I'm going to read from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we're justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Again, the message the Lord has laid on my heart this morning is a message of encouragement. It's a message of hope. And you say, you deliver those messages. I said, this one's a little different. But the only thing I can tell you as a pastor is we have hope. We have hope. I can encourage you through Christ. Through Christ, we have all the hope we need. I love Chestnut Hill United Methodist Church. This is a great church to serve. Y'all love each other, you love your community, and you love the Lord. And it's awesome to be serving with you. But have you ever needed encouragement? Have you ever seen things around you not going very well and you need encouragement? Well, I want to be honest with you. This week, this sermon is for me as much as it is for anybody here. I've not had a very good week. It has not gone the way I planned. Matter of fact, everything I've attempted to do this week has been difficult. Whether it be at home or school or some of the things I've been putting together for here, everything has been difficult. Nothing has gone the way I planned from last Sunday to this Sunday. But you know what? I still serve a risen Savior. I still serve a risen Savior. And that encouragement is what I want to offer you today. You see, again, this sermon is as much for me as it is for anyone. And I've had to constantly remind myself this morning that my hope is built in Christ alone. Where's your hope? My hope is built in Christ alone. Having this hope in Christ, we have several benefits. I'm going to talk about four of them today. And those four benefits I want to talk about today are peace with God, standing in grace, glory, His glory, even now, and having the Holy Spirit within us. Where is your hope? My hope is in Christ alone. You see, there are benefits to believing this. The first one is peace in standing. Peace with God. You see, we've been justified by grace. We've been justified by grace in good times and in bad times. The same grace fills us in good times and bad times. Whether things are going perfect or things are going a little bit tough, that same grace has been given to us freely. You see, having been justified by grace, we have peace with God. That peace with God is so important as we grow our relationship with Him. And again, we've been justified by grace. And justified by faith, we've received His grace. And we have some practical benefits from that. You see, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not through anything we've done, not through anything we can do, but what he did for us on the cross. By him taking our sins to the cross, taking our sins to the grave, him leaving our sins in the grave, he rising, we have hope. And we have peace. You see, the peace I'm talking about only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. It only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Our peace is with God. And if our peace is with God, then everyone should be able to see it. The scripture doesn't say that we'll have peace with the world. We'll have peace with everyone. It says we'll have peace with God. You see, the battle between God and us is over. And God has won. And that makes us winners. Because of his grace, that makes us winners too. He has won. And because of what he's done for us, we're also winners. The second benefit I want to talk about is our standing of grace. Again, that grace that only comes through Jesus, through what Jesus has done for us. You see, grace is our undeserved favor, God's undeserved favor towards us. It's the only way to salvation, and it's the only way to have peace on earth right now. See, my hope is in Christ and Christ alone. A standing in grace reassures that hope. A standing in grace means that I don't have to prove that I'm worthy of God's love. It means that I am God's friend. I have fellowship with God. And the door to access to him is open. I don't have to have a score sheet. I've had a tough week. I don't have to have a score sheet. God has already done the work for me. I need to be obedient to him. And I need to spend more time praising God than thinking about the tough week I've had. You see, we have access to the Father through Jesus and what he's done. You see, we can rejoice in that hope and that glory of God because of what he's done for us. We've been justified by faith by what Jesus did on the cross for us. You see, my hope is in Christ and in Christ alone. You see, the hope of glory, the promise of glory is not for some time in the future. It's for right now. We're living that glory right now. The glory that we have, the hope that we have, the peace that we have does not come anywhere except for through Christ and Christ alone. It does not depend on circumstances. It does not depend on anything outside of our relationship with Christ. That's it. It does not depend on how a ball game may have gone. It does not depend on how election may or may not have gone. God is still in control. Our faith is in God and God alone. You see, the promise of glory comes through him. It comes through a relationship with him. And praise God, my hope is in Christ and Christ alone. You see, because we don't just glory when things are going good. We also glory in tribulations. You see, it's not always pie in the sky. Everything's not always easy. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes things are not easy. And that sometimes is when we're growing. We need to struggle to grow. If we're physically working out, it hurts. Our muscles hurt if they're actually getting conditioned to our workout. Spiritually, sometimes when we're growing, we have some growing pains. That's okay. You see, because my hope is in Christ and Christ alone. I like to ride bicycles. I like to ride a long way. I need a bicycle ride right now. Matter of fact, I need to go for a long time. I can ride, believe it or not, I can ride farther than you think. But I didn't start out being able to ride that way. I had to go through a lot of pain to ride some of the rides I ride. The first time I rode a bicycle was because I promised a friend of mine I would ride it in his fundraiser. He says, a 30-mile ride. I said, no problem. I got this. I was recovering from a knee surgery. And I started riding that bicycle. 30 miles is a long, long way on a bicycle. So I started training. I started doing 5 or 6 miles, and then I could do 7 or 8 miles. I could do 9 or 10 miles. And I started building up. And finally, I got up to 15 or 16 miles, and the guy that was training me says, you can do it now. Because whatever you're training at, you can double that. But what I really noticed is my knee felt better. I couldn't get over this knee surgery. And as I rode my bike, as I went through that movement, as I went through those struggles on that bicycle, my knee got well. It makes no sense, but it did. And again, my trainer told me, once you get to halfway, once you start training halfway, you can double that. I didn't believe him. So I kept training. I actually rode 25 miles a day or two before my first 30-mile bicycle ride. I don't want to tell you that 30-mile bicycle ride was easy, but it was easier than I thought it was going to be. It was easier than I thought it was going to be the first time I got on the bicycle and started working out. You see, our faith is the same way. Those struggles make us stronger. Those struggles, the way we do things, the way we grow our relationship with God is not always easy. It don't always go our way. But you see, my hope is in Christ and Christ alone. And I know that He is still in control. So I can glory in tribulation. I can glory when things don't go my way. I can use trials and tribulations to help me become a better husband, a better father, a better pastor, a better teacher, a better friend. Because my hope is in Christ and Christ alone. Because perseverance builds character. And character, that's what builds our hope. Character is what builds our hope, not things going the way we want all the time. You see, as we develop character as a Christian, we develop more hope. That hope becomes more natural to us. When we go through struggles and we develop more character, then we can realize that our hope is in Christ and Christ alone. See, Christ loves us even when we're going through the struggles. Christ knows the race we're running. And He's putting those struggles there sometimes so we can be stronger and realize where our hope comes from. Because our hope is in Christ and Christ alone. You see, hope does not disappoint. As long as we have it in Christ and Christ alone. Again, if we have our hope in things that depend on circumstances, then we will be disappointed. But when our hope is built on what Christ has done for us, we'll never be disappointed. See, the fourth benefit is the Holy Spirit dwells in us right now. Whether things are good or things are bad, the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that came to us when we accepted Christ as our Savior, is dwelling in us right now. But sometimes we let some circumstance get in the way of feeling His presence. I pray today that everybody will put those circumstances to the side and realize that as a Christian, our hope is built in Christ, in Christ alone. You see, every Christian has the Holy Spirit. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit. We need to remove the doubt. We need to remove the doubt that sometimes circumstances can put in front of us and realize where our hope is built. You see, my hope is built in Christ and Christ alone. He's the true source of hope that we're looking for. Where's your hope? My hope is built in Christ and Christ alone. I'm going to close. I'm going to offer an invitation. Just you can pray in your cars. You can pray at home if you're watching the stream on Facebook. But if you've never experienced this hope, and you don't know where it comes from, I can tell you it comes from Christ and Christ alone. And I want to offer you that eternal hope that only comes through Him. You won't be sorry. Again, if you put your hope in Christ and Christ alone, you'll never be sorry. Or you may be like me this week. Maybe you know where your hope is, but you've been maybe distracted a little bit by some circumstance. I hope this morning that you've been encouraged and I've reminded you where our hope comes from. You see, our hope is in Christ and Christ alone. And I want you to remember that I love you. And God loves us more than we can even imagine. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, again, I just come to you to give you thanks. Lord, thank you for giving us that hope. That no matter what we're going through in our lives, Lord, that hope is already there, always there, Lord. When we get sidetracked by circumstances, Lord, I pray that you remind us that our hope is in Christ and Christ alone. Again, Father, just thank you for blessing us with this beautiful day. Thank you for supplying all of our needs. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.